Last Thursday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg gave a presentation that felt straight out of science fiction. He was giving the keynote address at the company's annual developer conference called Facebook Connect.
Hey, and welcome to Connect. Today, we're going to talk about the metaverse.
The keynote was streamed online, and it started out with Zuckerberg sitting in what appeared to be his living room. Then, with the twirl of a camera and some sound effects, he teleported to a virtual world, where he went surfing in the ocean and played cards in outer space with his friends, one of whom was dressed as a big red robot.
You know I had to be the robot, man.
I thought I was supposed to be the robot.
Whoa. But this presentation was more than sci-fi fantasy. Zuckerberg was unveiling a new direction for Facebook. It would be based on a futuristic concept called the metaverse. Zuckerberg said he was so committed to refocusing his company around the metaverse that Facebook would be changing its name to reflect it.
I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. From now on, we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first.
This shift away from Facebook, its biggest brand, is a gamble for the trillion-dollar company.
To change the name of your company for a concept that hasn't been proven is a pretty radical step.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knudsen. It's Tuesday, November 2nd. Coming up on the show, why Facebook is changing its name.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Facebook's name change to Meta Platforms, Inc. applies only to the parent company. For now, its major apps, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and Facebook, will all stay the same. And by giving itself the name Meta, our colleague Deepasitha Raman says the company is doubling down on a concept that's not widely understood. So if Mark Zuckerberg believes that the metaverse is the future of technology, what the heck is it?
I'm still figuring it out. I think a lot of us are still figuring it out. It's sort of like a parallel universe, you know, where you can shop and you can talk to people and you can travel and you can do all these different things in this other universe.
A universe that exists digitally.
Digitally, right.
The way Zuckerberg described it on Thursday, he thinks it'll be big.
We believe the metaverse will be the successor to the mobile internet. Screens just can't convey the full range of human expression and connection. They can't deliver that deep feeling of presence. But the next version of the internet can.
People would access the metaverse by putting on a pair of virtual reality glasses and be transported to an entirely digital world.
And when you're in a meeting in the metaverse, it'll feel like you're right in the room together, making eye contact, having a shared sense of space, and not just looking at a grid of faces on a screen.
Zuckerberg thinks the metaverse will be about more than just playing video games or becoming a robot. It could become the foundation of a new internet economy.
Where you can buy clothes, where you can shop, where you can earn money as a creator or as anybody. It's where you have like an entire experience, like beyond what you live in your day-to-day life.
This immersive digital world is still a long way off. Zuckerberg said he expects it'll take years before the metaverse is truly mainstream. But he's been thinking about it for a while, at least since Facebook acquired a virtual reality headset maker called Oculus.
Back in 2014, when they bought Oculus, he didn't use the word metaverse, but he was talking about, you know, marrying real life with virtual reality more seamlessly. And he was talking about, you know, people taking their goggles on and off and sort of dipping into these different worlds. And over time, executives were talking about the same thing. So it's a relatively new concept for Facebook to talk about publicly. But in the background, they have been thinking about virtual reality. They have been thinking about creating these worlds that exist in parallel to the real world for a while.
Zuckerberg hopes lots of creators and companies will work on the metaverse, but he wants his company to have a leading role.
By signaling their intent and signaling their vision at this point, they're hoping to sort of set technology, tech companies in general, on a course to help make this a reality. It's going to take a lot of work. Facebook can't do it alone. And so by doing this now and by being so serious that they're changing their name to Meta, they are hoping to make the metaverse happen.
And how much money is Facebook planning to spend to make the metaverse happen?
Earlier in the week, when Facebook reported earnings, they said that they would basically spend $10 billion this year on developing the metaverse and developing tools and platforms and services to make it happen. And so that's an extraordinary amount of money just off the bat. It's almost as much as they have spent on safety and security initiatives over the last 5 years. That's $13 billion. This is $10.
And is there any sense of whether or not people actually want this thing to even exist?
I mean, as far as I understand it, most people don't know what the metaverse is. You know, like, I don't know what if they know to want it, because what is the concept? But I think the bet here is that once people understand what the metaverse is, once they understand the appeal of it, once they understand the way in which it can improve their life, I mean, then, yeah, they'll create demand.
So how would Facebook make money in this new world?
That's extremely unclear to me, and I think it's unclear to a lot of analysts. But, you know, this isn't really without precedent. If you remember, Facebook, the app, didn't have ads, right? It didn't make money until it got attention. A lot of people started using it, and then the company figured out a way to make money. You know, I think that's like the Facebook MO. They're always going to build out something, make it successful, and then figure out the monetization strategy.
Facebook's big rebrand and pivot comes at a critical time for the company. Facebook has been under scrutiny from lawmakers after a series of stories in the Wall Street Journal. Those stories were based on internal company documents and showed that the company is aware it's causing harm but hasn't been able to stop it. Zuckerberg even alluded to it at the start of his presentation.
Now, I know that some people will say that this isn't a time to focus on the future. And I want to acknowledge that there are important issues to work on in the present. There always will be. So for many people, I'm just not sure there ever will be a good time to focus on the future.
Some branding experts have said that the Meta name change could help the company move past the scrutiny.
It gives the company a chance to distance itself a little bit from the challenges of the last 5 years, which the company has been under fire ever since the 2016 presidential election. It is a distraction in the sense it changed the conversation. You know, all of us are talking about the metaverse now, but, you know, in the backdrop, this company has tried to move forward and move on from all these different controversies for a long time.
But isn't that also maybe a reason that Facebook shouldn't be making a major pivot right now, that there are issues with its main app, which is still one of the primary ways that this company makes money, to try to address and fix those problems?
That's definitely an argument for a lot of activists and even a lot of former employees. Like, this would have been a really good opportunity to invest in securing the platform even more and kind of challenging the underlying dynamics that have made Facebook so successful, but also have allowed all this negative, bad content to spread so easily.
Has Facebook responded to that?
What they have said publicly is that, you know, they can walk and chew gum at the same time, you know, that they will continue to invest in integrity initiatives while also looking to the future and building out a new product. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's sort of big concern is allowing Facebook to get so distracted by the current challenges that it doesn't continuously reinvent itself. And, you know, he doesn't want the company to get stagnant while it's dealing with these issues. And so the metaverse.
A spokesperson said the company's on track to spend more than $5 billion on safety and security this year. And that, quote, these past few weeks have shown how important it is to be clear about what we stand for. And that's what we are doing by setting out our vision and responsible innovation principles for the metaverse. By pivoting to the metaverse, Facebook is doing more than trying to stay relevant. It also wants to free itself from one particular business challenge that it faces today. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
If one day the metaverse becomes a dominant way people access the internet, it could solve a current problem Facebook has. The company depends on other tech companies to reach most of its users.
One thing that has bothered Mark Zuckerberg for years at this point is the way in which his company and the fortunes of Facebook are tied really tightly to the whims of Apple and Google. They make the phones that users use, right, to interact with a whole, not just the Facebook app, but also WhatsApp and Instagram and Messenger, like all the different apps that Facebook has and relies on to make money. So Mark Zuckerberg feels vulnerable, and one way to get around that is by creating the next wave of technology beyond mobile phones and owning it from the start.
Is this a theoretical problem, or does the fact that Facebook doesn't own the operating system or the hardware actually created a real business threat?
It's created a real business threat. If you look at the way that Apple has changed some of its policies in recent years, they've made these tweaks and changes to ad tracking that directly affect how much money Facebook can collect.
Earlier this year, Apple rolled out a new iPhone feature that gave users the option not to share their data with apps like Facebook. Apple said it was a long overdue privacy move, but for Facebook, it threatened to cut off access to data it uses to accurately target ads and make money.
And that's something that Facebook has been very frustrated by. That's something that has really kind of angered Mark Zuckerberg, leading to him and Tim Cook trading all these public barbs in the last few years. This is just a way to resolve that tension for Mark. It's, okay, maybe I need to step away from Apple's hold.
Has Facebook ever attempted such a big change in focus before?
So there's a long history of this. So if you were to go back to 2012, around the time of the IPO, Facebook wasn't particularly big on mobile devices. Their app didn't really work that well, and they just had a lot of different challenges. And so at that time, Mark decided that Facebook would be a mobile-first company. You know, you couldn't go into his office and pitch a desktop-based product. He would kick you out. And that worked. That focus, that relentless focus and push on mobile really worked. And now Facebook has, you know, four of the most popular apps in the world. You know, a few years later, they decided to make a big, big push on video. They also tried to double down on community and Facebook groups. The company does this from time to time. It decides that it's going to go in a different direction, and Mark Zuckerberg sets a priority, and then everybody chases it. And You know, that's what's happening here too, but to a much larger degree.
How do those prior pivots compare to this one?
Well, I think they're all kind of dress rehearsals for something like this. You know, those pivots, they required focus. They required everybody at the company thinking differently about the products they were building on, especially the shift to mobile. I mean, that was everybody in the company thinking about mobile first. But this particular pivot is creating an entirely new product and reorienting the company towards making that product happen. And when Mark Zuckerberg decides that's the priority, it can be pretty powerful internally. I mean, Mark is signaling to his people. He's saying, this is what I want. This is the thing I'm finding interesting, and this is the thing I'm going to focus on.
And what are you going to be watching for as Facebook embarks on this transformation?
I mean, everything. I mean, like, how is it going to work? How do they get people to build for the metaverse? And then how do they deal with all the safety and security issues that come along with building a parallel universe? It feels that those problems only intensify in this new universe they're creating.
It also seems like in some ways a big gamble, because if this vision pays off, then it will look very prescient. That, oh, they pivoted, they rebranded themselves to the technology that now dominates our lives in 15 to 20 years from now. But on the other hand, if this technology does not become dominant in the way that they are predicting it will be, then it may just be a constant reminder that they tried to pivot and bet on something that didn't actually end up happening.
Totally. There's a real risk here that Facebook looks out of step with reality and completely, you know, yeah, just out of the loop. But that's the bet, right? The bet is they really firmly believe that the metaverse, which most people don't know about, is what everybody's going to be talking about in the next few decades.
That's all for today, Tuesday, November 2nd. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Additional reporting in this episode by Megan Bobrowski. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.